Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the GMSO Review Working Group call on the 24th of May, 2018 at 1300 UTC. On today's call, we have Jen Wolf, Lafik Damak, Sarah Bakke, Wolf Ulrich Nobin. We have apologies from Lori Schulman. From staff, we have Marika Koning, Julie Hedlund, and myself, Andrea Glandon. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes and to please keep your phones and microphones on mute when not speaking to avoid any background noise. With this, I will turn it over to Jen Wolf. Please begin.
Thanks, and thanks everybody for taking the time to join today. I know we're in the home stretch of our work, so we appreciate everyone's continued commitment to this effort. Just very briefly, I know we have a small group on the phone today. I think there were some conflicts with other meetings. But does anyone have any updates to their statements of interest? Okay, seeing none, our agenda for today is to start with an update on the consensus call for the implementation charters for recommendations 1, 2, and 3, and also for 20 and 21, which is closing today. We'll get a status update, our status of the update to the GNSO Council, and then we'll discuss, we'll start the discussion on the implementation charter for recommendations 6, 33, 35, and 36 on diversity, and then also move on to 26, 27, 28, and 29, along with an update on GDPR. We'll discuss the preparation for the update to the OEC and GNSO Council at ICANN 62, and then our next meeting is 2 weeks from today on the 7th of June. Julie, could you go ahead and give us an update on the status of those consensus calls?
Yes, thank you, Jen. This is Julie Hedlund from staff. So, as noted, just 1 week ago, we sent out the, 2 weeks ago, correction, 2 weeks ago on the 10th of May, we sent out the consensus calls for the implementation charters for recommendations 1, 2, and 3, and for 20 and 21. And that closes today, the 24th of May. Thus far, no objections or comments have been received. If that is the case at the end of the day today, then these implementation charters will be approved by full consensus, and staff will make that announcement accordingly tomorrow and will post the implemented charters on to the status page on the wiki. Thank you, Jen.
Thanks, Julie. Any questions, comments from anyone? Okay, I don't think I see any. Could you go ahead and give us what is our status on giving an update to the GNSO Council? Was that for their next meeting?
No, actually, this is Julie Hedlund again from staff. So staff sent on behalf of the working group the status update to the GNSO Council on the 14th of May so that it could be, if possible, added to the agenda for the GNSO Council meeting that was today on the 24th of May. However, the council ended up having really quite a packed schedule. I should say agenda for its meeting today. Much of it was actually addressing GDPR and the temporary specification issues. So it did not actually fall on the agenda, but the update was indeed presented to the council. We've not received any comments on that update. We were not asking for any specific comments from the council or any specific actions from the council. It was just an update so that they could know where we stood. There is actually a requirement for this group to give periodic updates to the council. The last update was at ICANN 61, and as we'll note later in the schedule, we also will provide an update at ICANN 62. So that update has been sent on to the council. There are no comments from the council. If there are any, staff will obviously bring them to the attention of this working group.
Okay, thanks, Julie. Any questions, comments from anyone? Okay, I'm not seeing anything. Let's go ahead and move on. Julie, if you could take us through the update to these charters.
Great. Thanks, Jen. So as we noted on the last call, staff had actually walked through a brief comparison of the four recommendations in the GNSO review that are related to diversity about 6, 33, 35, and 36. And compared them to the CCWG Accountability Workstream 2 subgroup on diversity and the recommendations coming out of that subgroup. And staff had noted where there seemed to be linkages between those recommendations. And then the action for staff was to draw up a draft implementation charter for these four recommendations, and that's what we have here. And staff notes that this is actually a fairly lengthy charter because there are four recommendations, and then there are also the recommendations from the CCWG that that have some overlap. And so staff suggests that we'll go through this charter here, but it will, I think, most certainly need a longer time for review. So staff is going to suggest, unless there's any objections from the working group, that after staff notes any changes from the discussion on or revisions from the discussion on this call, staff will incorporate those revisions and then send the revised charter out specifically for review to the working group, and so that perhaps we might be able to finalize it on our meeting on the 7th. And I'm not seeing any objections to that. So again, this is Julie from staff. And just to start out with, the title is, of course, is Diversity of GNSO Council and PDP Working Group Membership. With respect to the strategic alignment, this is aligned to the further globalized and regionalized ICANN functions, linked to the strategic plan. It also aligns with core value 2 of the ICANN bylaws that states seeking and supporting broad informed participation reflecting the functional, geographic, and cultural diversity of the Internet at all levels of policy development and decision making to ensure that the bottom-up multi-stakeholder policy development process is used to ascertain the global public interest and that those processes are accountable and transparent. And then there's a link to the bylaws. And those goals within the strategic objectives are to globalize ICANN's operational functions, to support ICANN in being more relevant, inclusive, connective, and collaborative worldwide. ICANN's communications allow for connection and engagement by the community in major languages and scripts. Recognize hubs and engagement mechanisms supporting the regional engagement strategies and local community participation in ICANN, and diversification of ICANN functions across hub and engagement mechanisms. So those are the alignments with the strategic objectives. And then there are four recommendations. And essentially what staff did was early on identified that these are all recommendations that relate to diversity, and so that's why they're grouped together, and to a certain extent there's overlap among them as well. So recommendation 6, that the GNSO record and regularly publish statistics on working group participation, parens, including diversity statistics, close parens. Recommendation 33, that stakeholder groups, constituencies, and the nominating committee in selecting their candidates for appointment to the GNSO Council should aim to increase the geographic, gender, and cultural diversity of its participants as defined in ICANN Core Value 4. As noted above, that core value is now Core Value 2, as reflected in the new GNSO bylaws. That's since changed from when this recommendation was written. Recommendation 35, that the GNSO Council establish a working group whose membership specifically reflects the demographic, cultural, gender, and age diversity of the Internet as a whole, to recommend to Council ways to reduce barriers to participation in the GNSO by non-English speakers and those with limited command of English. And Recommendation 36, that when approving the formation of a PDP working group, the GNSO Council requires that its membership represent, as far as reasonably practicable, the geographic, cultural, and gender diversity of the Internet as a whole. Additionally, that when approving GNSO policy, the ICANN Board explicitly satisfy itself that the GNSO Council undertook these actions when approving the formation of a PDP working group. So before I move off of this page, since you all cannot move this document yourself, are there any questions with what I've gone through so far? And I'm not, oh, there's a hand up, please, go ahead, Wolf Ulrich. And Wolf Ulrich, if you're speaking, we can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
Now we can, yes, thank you. Please go ahead. Wolf Ulrich?
Hi, can you hear me right now?
Now we can hear you, yes.
Okay, thanks. But just a quick question to with regards to recommendation 33, because it's referring also to the NOMCOM in this context. So I understand that this part is that also done by the review of the NOMCOM? So because I don't understand why we refer here to the NOMCOM as well, because we don't have any mandate well with regards to the NOMCOM here.
Thank you, Wolf Ulrich. That's a really good point, and there's a similar issue in the recommendations as well. So staff didn't speak to this, but I think it might behoove us as a working group to speak to this and to specifically indicate that the GNSO review staff would suggest that that the actions of the NOMCOM would be out of scope of the GNSO review. Now there are I will pause there because I see Rafiq has his hand up. Please go ahead, Rafiq.
Thanks, Julie. I think the GNSO review tells the NOMCOM what to do, but I think like any other group, we can give them guidance or to explain what are the expectations for those who are appointed as from the NOMCOM to the council. And I think that can be done in a yearly basis and like to avoid the situation that happened, for example, for the CCSO, where they were unhappy with the appointment last year by the NOMCOM. So we cannot, by the charter or something, to oblige the NOMCOM and how to do it works. But we can at least maybe in the charter say that we can give an input or guidance. And this is something they do even like. For appointment to the board and so on. So we can rephrase it as just giving guidance or input to the NOMCOM regarding the expectation from NOMCOM appointee to the council with expectation for diversity and so on. And we can say that there are different element of diversity, like the skill set and so on. So maybe something we in this fashion that can be helpful.
Thank you very much, Rafiq. And that is something that definitely staff can include here when we get to the part of the document that deals with implementation. But I think that's really helpful guidance. To suggest that this could be guidance or input or perhaps in suggestions to the NOMCOM. So thank you for that. Yes, and Rafiq says, Marika, that is a nice way to say it. Yes, exactly. All right, so we've taken note of that as staff, and we'll incorporate that into the charter. And Rafiq, I see your hand is still up. Is that a new hand or an old hand?
Okay, sorry. So maybe just taking the opportunity here. I have a question because we have this mention of the cultural diversity, which is something I don't think we have clear definition. And I recall there was some discussion, some comment that period when we have the report. So I think we should maybe use more like what is coming from the diversity subgroup, as there was some work on having all this element of diversity instead of trying to have something that I'm not sure. I heard that it's maybe in the bylaw, but I'm not sure how much it's clear or how it can be actioned here. So.
Thank you. I'm just taking note of that. Staff will look at the. So you had mentioned there. So there is a definition in the report from the subgroup on diversity. Is that correct? That we could look to. So Rafiq, were you suggesting we could look at what a definition for diversity, perhaps looking to the subgroup on diversity for guidance?
Thanks, Julie. I said, but I tried to explain that I don't think we have, I'm not sure where this cultural diversity thing coming from. I think it's mentioned several times in the report. And so as it's not clear or defined, I suggest that it's better to use more element of diversity that they were outlined in the diversity subgroup, the accountability work stream too. It's better to use something that's more clear that it has, I think, having support and trying to figure out something like this cultural diversity. So this is my kind of thinking.
Okay, so culture diversity is what you're talking about. Right. Okay, and that's an element that was outlined in the subgroup on diversity, so staff can look to that as for guidance on some terminology. We can do that. Thank you, Rafiq. And I'm just noting some things in the chat. Wolf Orrick was asking whether or not the diversity, you know, was part of the NOMCOM review, and so staff is taking note to check that. And Rafiq has said the board itself gives input to NOMCOM every year about the expectation for those appointed to the board. And Rafiq, I will note also that that the ESSEC has done that as well, as far as the NOMCOM appointees to the board with respect to technical experience and skills. So I think we've got a couple of good examples of how this input is already being provided. And then staff also will take the action to look at the language on cultural diversity in the subgroup on diversity for incorporation into this charter as well. So I'll go ahead and move to the next page. So for the scope for this, for the charter, staff suggests that the working group will review the GNSO review recommendations against the recommendations from the Cross-Community Working Group Accountability Workstream 2 Subteam on Diversity recommendations, and to determine whether the CCWG recommendations may address the GNSO review recommendations. The GNSO review working group will review current provisions relating to diversity in the ICANN bylaws and stakeholder group and constituency charters and in GNSO procedures. And the GNSO review working group will determine whether the GNSO review recommendations are addressed by the CCWG recommendations and implemented under current GNSO procedures and processes. And I'll just move along, but I'll look for hands in case anybody has any questions. You can stop me at any time. So the GNSO review recommendations as compared to the CCWG Accountability Workstream 2 recommendations, GNSO current provisions, and suggested implementation. Staff conducted a comparison of the GNSO review recommendations to the CCWG recommendations of the current and of the current GNSO provisions relating to diversity and suggested possible implementation approaches. Staff notes that the ICANN Board of Directors will consider the CCWG's recommendations and must approve them before they take effect. As it's not clear when this approval might occur and whether the CCWG's recommendations are approved in their current state, the GNSO review working group may consider how the GNSO review recommendations might be implemented in a way that would be consistent with the CCWG recommendations if they are approved by the board. And I just want to pause there for a second and just, Rafiq, since you've been so involved in the subgroup on diversity, do you have any sense of the timing of when the board might take these up? I think that the public comment period has ended. I'm sorry to say I didn't check just now to see if the report of public comments has been posted, but I'm wondering, Rafiq, if you might just be able to give us a brief update on where those recommendations stand and any timing, and I know that might not even be possible given the board's occupation with other things, including GDPR. And I'm sorry to put you on the spot, Rafiq.
Okay. If it's finished, no problem. I don't think there is a date by when the board will make a decision, but what happened is that the board sent a letter to the CCWG for outlining some concern about some recommendation, but they are not related to the diversity. I'm understanding that they are supporting what we have as recommendation from the diversity, while they have some concern, like few recommendations from the transparency subgroup and one from the ombudsman. So by that letter, we may expect they will approve the recommendation for diversity. And what's happening is that the co-chairs of the CCWG are trying to work on some solution regarding that, and also they are working on the implementation, I'll say, proposal for implementation plan. But there is no, I don't think there is any date by when we know that the board will approve. And yes, I don't think there is a report, for summary report of the comments, and the CCWG itself, I think, canceled the last calls and they postpone them, so it's still kind of on up, and they didn't finalize yet in that matter.
Oh, thank you very much, Rafiq. This is Julie Hedlund again from staff. That's extremely helpful. I did just, while you were speaking, check the public comments. I did see that the public comment period closed on the 11th of May, and that the report, as you note, has not yet been posted. But it's good to hear that, based on the letter that the board sent to the CCWG, that there weren't objections to the diversity recommendations. You know, what staff has tried to do here, as you'll see as I go through this, is has tried to suggest a way that this working group might be able to close out its work on these recommendations, even if the board has not approved the CCWG recommendations. Given the fact that this working group is due to complete its work no later than September of this year, and hopefully sooner, then, you know, it might be possible that we might be able to move ahead in absence of a board action. But I see Wolf Ulrich has his hand up. Please go ahead, Wolf Ulrich.
Yeah, thanks, Julie. This is what we're speaking. Just to understand what Rafiq was explaining of the process of from the CCWG. So I understand, okay, there's a whole bunch of all the recommendations from the CCWG. They were out of for public comment. They are just under investigation and so on. And then it's going to the board. And the board is going now to approve that, to discuss that and approve this in the whole bunch. So my question here is, I suppose, you know, that the recommendation for with regards to here to what we are talking about here is so diversity and so on, and would not be the one of them who are really an issue maybe. So there may be some comments or from the public comment, and so they have to be covered as well. But so to fully understand, you know, if that would be the case, you know, if, you know, it, in the progress of the discussion between the CCWG and the board with regards to all recommendations, that this recommendation with regards to diversity is not a one contentious one. So I think that would be a point where we could step in and say, okay, that is 99% what we can expect, you know, as outcome of an approval of the board. And I think we could rely on this. So that would be my suggestion, if that is the way, you know, if you understand that correctly, Rafiq. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Wolf Ulrich. That's very helpful. And staff has taken note of that as well. And I don't see any other hands up at the moment. Just trying to get a sense of what, making sure I haven't missed anything in the chat, too. Okay. Then let me move along here. With respect to GNSO review recommendation 6, that the GNSO record and regularly publish statistics on working group participation, including diversity statistics. So staff was suggesting that perhaps CCWG recommendation 8 broadly may address this recommendation, and that is that recommendation states that ICANN staff should support the capture, analysis, and communication of diversity information, seeking external expertise if needed in the following ways. Create a diversity section on the ICANN website, gather and maintain all relevant diversity information in one place, produce an annual diversity report for ICANN based on annual information, provide a global analysis of trends, and summarize SOAC groups' recommendations for improvement where appropriate. This also includes some form of reporting on diversity complaints. Include diversity information derived from the annual diversity report in ICANN's annual report. And moving to the next page, I think that was all on that page. Hang on. This is, oh, no, there's, sorry, this is a little bit clunky to work with. Yep, that is the end of that page. Okay, so discussion, staff suggests that recommendation 6 could be addressed by CCWG recommendation 8. In particular, the diversity statistics from working group participation could be linked to a diversity section on the ICANN website. A form could be developed with diversity identifiers that could be completed based on the working group composition. So a suggested implementation is that GNSO support staff already gather and publish on the working group wikis the membership data. So I should perhaps note here that these data are broken out by member or observer, and also stakeholder groups and constituencies. Affiliations are identified. They are not, as of now, identified by diversity, any kind of diversity criteria. These could be expanded to include statistics on diversity for each working group. If the CCWG recommendations are approved, these data could then be linked to a diversity section of the ICANN website. So that is a suggested implementation, and I will pause there, and I note a couple of things in the chat. Let's see. Marika is noting with respect to the NOMCOM, I believe that GNSO was always asked as well to confirm whether previous requirements are still applicable. Rafiq notes that the public comments relating to the CCWG recommendations concerned with finding any inconsistencies on recommendations, not for substantive changes. And Rafiq says, Marika, I don't think we responded formally in the last years. Marika says, yeah, I don't recall either any updates being made, but of course the GNSO can be proactive about this. Rafiq saying, yes, we have to be proactive. Getting this task would be helpful. Marika says, are there any privacy implications to starting to collect and publishing that kind of information? and I think that goes to this last question. I'm just going to capture some of this chat for the notes. And so, and Rafiq is saying, I guess it has to comply with the new privacy policy. Precisely. So that's actually a very good point, and I think one that perhaps staff can seek some guidance on. You know, as with, you'll see with the SOIs, when we look at those recommendations, there are now pop-up privacy policy statement that, you know, comes up when you're looking at any of these type of data that may be, you know, covered by the GDPR regulations. And I see Rafiq's point, maybe check with the data protection officer, exactly. Because, you know, obviously there are identifying information that we already collect with respect to membership in working groups, and I know that this is something that staff is looking at as far as making sure it's clear, you know, the purpose for collecting these data. I think that would need to be true for any diversity data as well that's identifying. So staff's going to make a note here to check on this, and also that it looks like we probably need to have some kind of statement in here in the charter itself to indicate that there may be privacy issues as well. And so I'm going to go ahead and include this in the notes. Thank you for that. Any questions with the suggested implementation of recommendation 6, keeping in mind that staff will make some changes in this section in general, I think, relating to possible privacy issues. Otherwise, I'll just go ahead and move along if I don't see any hands up. Moving along. So recommendations 33 and 36 have some linkages, or at least are some similarities. 33 is that stakeholder groups, constituencies, and the nominating committee in selecting their candidates for appointments to the GNSO Council should aim to increase the geographic, gender, and cultural diversity of its participants as defined in ICANN Core Value 4, which is now Core Value 2. And staff will add in the text here some of the discussion we've had about the nominating committee and the GNSO providing guidance to the NOMCOM with respect to its selection of candidates for the GNSO Council. And then recommendation 36, that one approving the formation of a PDP working group, the GNSO Council requires that its membership represent, as far as reasonably practicable, the geographic, cultural, and gender diversity of the Internet as a whole. Additionally, that when approving GNSO policy, the ICANN board explicitly satisfy itself that the GNSO Council undertook these actions when approving the formation of a PDP working group. So staff is suggesting that there may be overlap between these two recommendations and CCWG recommendations 2 through 5. I'm not going to read these out completely. You can see them on the screen there. But we have recommendation 2 relating to SOs and ACs and groups identifying elements of diversity and other elements that are relevant and applicable. These would be the diversity criteria. And then publish those results on their official websites. Recommendation 3, undertaking an initial assessment of the diversity for all their structures in SOAC groups, including leadership, based on these diversity criteria, I'll explain in Recommendation 2, again, published on the official website. Recommendation 4, using the information in their initial assessment to define and publish on their official website their diversity criteria objectives and strategies for achieving these, and the timeline for doing so. And recommendation 5, undertaking a regular update of the diversity assessment against the diversity criteria and objectives at all levels, including leadership. Ideally, this update should be carried out annually, but no less than every 3 years, and publish the results on the official website, and use this information to review and update their objectives, strategies, and timelines. So SAF notes some items relating to current processes and procedures relating to diversity. With respect to GNSO Council membership, the bylaws state stakeholder groups should, and actually I should include a link here, we'll do that, link to the bylaws. This is actually in section 11.3 of the bylaws. Stakeholder groups should, in their charters, ensure the representation on the GNSO Council is as diverse as possible and practicable, including considerations of geography, GNSO constituency, sector, ability, and gender. So there is already that provision that applies to GNSO Council membership, and that applies to the membership also then to the stakeholder groups in their charters. So staff went and looked at the applicable provisions in the stakeholder group charters. Commercial stakeholder group, ensuring that the recognized constituents adopt internal procedures and selecting the six GNSO Council representatives such that no more than three of the six are domiciled in the same geographic region, as defined in the ICAM bylaws. Sorry for the background noise. I'm not going to read through all these. You can see them here. So staff tried to pull out relevant provisions in the various charters, and laid them out here for ease of reference. And then also staff went through the constituency charters and pulled out any language that related to diversity there. And again, I'm not going to read through all of this in the interest of time, and we'll all have more time to review these charters in any case. So moving down to the bottom of the page and the discussion, staff suggests that GNSO review recommendations 33 and 36 could be broadly addressed by CCWG recommendations 2 through 5, particularly, in particular via the application of the diversity criteria, that which is identified in recommendation 2 and then is also referenced in 3 through 5. Furthermore, staff notes that recommendation 33 of the GNSO review recommendations allows for some flexibility in implementation, as it states that stakeholder groups, constituencies, and the nominating committee could aim to, emphasis added, increase the geographic, gender, and cultural diversity of its participants as defined in ICANN Core Value 4, now Core Value 2. So as noted above, once the GNSO developed its diversity criteria objectives, as in CCWG Recommendation 4, it could apply those objectives in the selection of candidates for appointment to the GNSO Council. However, the GNSO review recommendation does not mandate that the candidate should fulfill those objectives, but to aim to do so. Until the CCWG recommendations are approved by the ICAM board, staff notes that the ICAM bylaws already require that stakeholder groups via their charters ensure their representation on the GNSO Council is as diverse as possible and practicable, including considerations of geography, GNSO constituency, sector, ability, and gender. As noted above, stakeholder group and constituency charters have some provisions with respect to diversity. These provisions could be expanded if the ICAM board approves the CCWG recommendations, but until then, they could be considered to apply as the groups aim to increase diversity. Similarly, if the CCWG recommendations are approved, the GNSO Council could apply its diversity criteria objectives to the selection of the membership of PDP working groups, and that is then in relation to Recommendation 36, which also allows some flexibility as the recommendation notes that working group members should represent, quote, represent as far as reasonably practicable the geographic, cultural, and gender diversity of the Internet as a whole, unquote. Until the CCWG recommendations are approved, the GNSO Council could seek diversity in working group membership as reasonably practicable. In addition, staff notes that the GNSO working group guidelines have provisions for ensuring broad membership in PDP working groups. Section 2.1.1, announcement of a working group, states, after a decision has been taken to form a working group, it is important to circulate a call for volunteers as widely as possible in order to ensure broad representation and participation in the working group. Although diversity is not specifically mandated, until the CCD, G recommendations are approved, working groups could follow the current guidelines while emphasizing that the membership should represent the geographic, cultural, and gender diversity of the Internet as whole as far as reasonably practicable. So, a staff suggested implementation is that 33 and 36 could be considered implemented as both allow flexibility for implementation, that is that stakeholder groups, constituencies, and the nominating committee in selecting their candidates for appointments to the Geospatial Council could aim to increase the geographic, gender, and cultural diversity of participants. And in the formation of new PDP working groups, the Geospatial Council can already require that its membership represent, as far as reasonably practicable, the geographic, cultural, and gender diversity of the Internet as a whole. However, staff notes that the following statement in Recommendation 36 may be out of scope in the GNSO review. Additionally, that when approving GNSO policy, the ICANN board explicitly satisfy itself that the GNSO Council undertook these actions when approving the formation of a PDP working group. It is unclear, at least to staff, that the GNSO can mandate what steps the board should take. Instead, perhaps it is sufficient for the GNSO Council to assert that it has undertaken these actions when forming a PDP working group. So I'm going to pause there. That was a lot of information. I just want to call out that last point in particular, that at least from a staff point of view, it's not clear that a GNSO review recommendation can mandate an action by the board. And I'm wondering if anybody has any other thoughts on that. Just pausing. I'm looking for hands. Not seeing any hands. In the interest of time, I'd like to just keep going, Jen, recognizing that you will all have another opportunity, another 2 weeks to review and discuss this draft charter as revised when we send it later today on the list and for an additional discussion on the next call. So just moving ahead. GNSO review recommendation 35 is that the GNSO Council establish a working group whose membership specifically reflects the demographic, cultural, gender, and age diversity of the Internet as a whole, to recommend to Council ways to reduce barriers, to participation in the GNSO by non-English speakers and with those with limited command of English. So staff suggestion in looking at this is, and we mentioned this also on the last call 2 weeks ago, with the CCWG Economy Workstream 2, establishing the subgroup on diversity, and staff notes the membership of which itself is broad and diverse, with 54 active participants and 45 observers. And then in its report, the subgroup stated, this report represents a discussion of diversity at ICANN and identifies a number of diversity elements by which diversity may be characterized, measured, and reported. It provides a summary of diversity provisions in the new ICANN bylaws and is informed by feedback from ICANN SOAC groups through a diversity questionnaire. Finally, it proposes a number of recommendations by which ICANN may define, measure, report, support, and promote diversity. So staff suggests that the thorough and diligent work of this subgroup on diversity could fulfill the requirement for the establishment of a working group that's recommended in recommendation 35. Actually, that should be called out as a staff suggestion, and we'll make that change. Otherwise, staff notes it would seem somewhat redundant for the GNSO Council to develop a working group looking at diversity when a very thorough process has already been conducted by the subgroup of the CCWG on diversity. So, then to the working group determination. So staff has put in some suggested text for the working group determination that with respect to recommendation 6, that if a CCWG recommendation 8 is approved by the ICANN Board of Directors, the diversity statistics from the working group participation could be linked to a diversity section on the ICANN website. But until recommendation is approved, GNSO support staff already gather and publish on the working group wiki is the membership data. These data could be expanded to include statistics on diversity for each working group. If the CCWG recommendations are approved, these data could be linked to a diversity section on the ICANN website. And staff will amend this to add a note about privacy considerations as well. And then moving along to recommendations 33 and 36, the GNSO Review Working Group notes that recommendations 2 through 5 of the CCWG broadly address recommendations 33 and 36. Those are noted here. And then I'm not going to read through this whole paragraph, but this is where the work group would agree that recommendations 33 and 36 are considered implemented, and giving the reasons that there are procedures that address diversity, the section of the bylaws, the charters of stakeholder groups and constituencies and their requirements, and the working group guidelines. And then also the flexibility that the two recommendations allow in implementation. And then that the working group agrees that the statement with respect to the board action is out of scope. And then the working group stating that based on its evaluation, it is determined that the recommendations have been implemented based on current processes and programs and that no further action is required. So that completes the substantive part of this draft charter, and what staff will do is incorporate the comments from today and send the revised charter out specifically for a two-week review for continued discussion on the next call. But are there any further points to raise before I move to the next charter? I'm looking for hands here. Not seeing any hands. So staff will go ahead and move on to the recommendations 26 through 29. This has to do with stakeholder group and constituency membership and statements of interest. These, as you may recall, these charters were finalized in November of last year, whereby the implementation aspects of the charter were agreed to by the working group, but the charter was placed on hold because it wasn't clear how compliance with the GDPR would be addressed. So now GDPR takes effect tomorrow, and so staff has incorporated into these charters the procedures that now exist with respect to compliance with GDPR. And these specifically are with respect to SOIs, a pop-up notice about privacy policies, which is, I'm not going to read through all of it, which the text of which is here, and then the statement of interest page on the wiki actually has a specific notice indicating the mandate for the statements of interest, so that is the purpose for why these are being collected, the definition of that, and how this is done as specified in ICANN bylaws, and to operate to the maximum extent feasible in an open and transparent manner and consistent with procedures designed to ensure fairness. And so that statement is there. Then with respect to individual SOIs, the pop-up notice on privacy also comes up. So if you click, for instance, on a GNSO council member's SOI, you see that SOI. You also see a privacy statement. And then if you look to a membership list on any of the constituencies or stakeholder groups, you will also see the pop-up notice of the privacy statement. So the only changes that staff has made to these charters is to indicate what is now the procedure for indicating compliance with GDPR, and this information has also been included in the working group determination. So what staff would like to suggest is that staff would send this red line document out for a consensus call and for a two-week consensus call to end on the 7th and for discussion, any discussion on the 7th, the next call as well. Staff could call out the working group determination in particular because in each case it's determined that these these recommendations are implemented, so we'll call that out as well. Unless there's any objections, staff could go ahead and do that, so we could conceivably finalize this in a couple of weeks. Not seeing any hands up. So moving back to the agenda, Jen, I'll go ahead and then just cover item six here. So as you may recall, there's a requirement for every six months that there is a update from the GNSO working group to the Organizational Effectiveness Committee of the ICANN board. The last update was provided at ICANN 60. There is now an update due for ICANN 62. The document deadline for ICANN 62 is the 10th of June. OEC is asking for the report by the 8th of June. So what staff would like to do is go ahead and update the report we provided at ICANN 60 to reflect the progress that's been made. There are a number of recommendations that have now been deemed to be implemented that were not at ICANN 60, so there's considerable progress. And we can also note those items, the diversity recommendations and the GDPR recommendations that will be under a consensus call or under review, but note how we might anticipate that they would be implemented since this does need to be provided. While there still may be a few changes, I think we also are able to provide updates closer to the meeting, but we do need the bulk of the report provided by the 8th. So staff will produce a report today and send it to this working group to review for the next 2 weeks for discussion on the 7th of June, and hopefully to finalize then that day so that staff can send on the working group's behalf the report to both the OEC as well as to the GNSO Council. Any questions or issues about that approach? Not seeing anything. Then I guess it's just a matter of the next meeting being on June 7th, and so we'll have, as we said, prepared for that meeting, then a discussion on the revised charter for the diversity recommendations. Any discussion, if any, on the SOI recommendations 26 through 29, and a discussion on the draft report to the OEC and the GNSO Council. Jen, that's all staff had for today, but happy to answer questions. Thanks.
Thanks, Julie. Thank you, as always, for taking us through all of this. I know we're right close to the top of the hour. Any other questions or comments? Okay, seeing none, so that will bring our call today to a close, and we'll look forward to picking back up on these issues in 2 weeks.